underpinned by things like reconciliation. But folks know me. I spent both politically and in my work in the private sector, really building up Indigenous-owned and operated corporations to be actively involved in major projects moving around them. You know, you think of the Ring of Fire, and you think of the opportunity to establish legacy infrastructure projects. Wate Power going on just to the north of Dryden there. You know, how can businesses that are owned and operated by Indigenous entrepreneurs and or community economic development corporations really get involved in it? And of course, it has the added benefit of accessing more meaningfully Indigenous human resources, which I think is the next frontier of person power in our workforce in Northern Ontario. We're really excited about this, and we think it's a one-of-a-kind opportunity. I've heard from the regional chief that you know, the relationship that we've established with the leadership through the pandemic has just created a wonderful opportunity to have a dialogue about more opportunities as we emerge out of this pandemic.